Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Wealth, and Wellness.
Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I welcome you here, and I thank you for being a part of us tonight. And, you know, we get so excited to bring you so much truth and a new version to new ideas and just exposing you to all kinds of wonderful, wonderful guests with knowledge that is just so far beyond what a lot of us allow ourselves to think. So thank you for being with us tonight. And as always, we start our show each week by first becoming grounded in affirmative positive readings, and those are found on my daily messages, which can be found at RevSandy, RevSandy, .wordpress.com. And today's message that I'm reading is called Rearrange. My life requires rearranging from time to time. When I sense the energy is stagnant, it is time for movement. This does not imply that something is wrong, just that rearranging is in order. Change the furniture around in your residence and witness the shift of energy. Move the sofa or couch, add pillows to it, or throw a colorful piece of fabric on it. Make space and allow energy to flow in your residence. Throw things or give things away if you are cluttered. Too many articles can suffocate you and prevent you from enjoying the feeling of freedom. Do you have areas that you ignore and pretend as if they do not exist? Perhaps a crowded closet or a junk drawer or a garage could benefit from your attention. Decide today to clear one area. Rearrange your clothes closets so that you know where things are located. Separate the clothing by season or color or by identification. So, you know, like all tops together, all bottoms together, or you put your blues first and then your reds. It's your choice. And by doing this little chore, you will find clothing that you had forgotten you had. With this same attitude of arranging, consider your thoughts and perceptions about life and living. Are there some thoughts you could discard and replace with more positive, productive ones? Are there some actions you could implement into your daily life that would have a huge impact on how you feel from day to day? Rearranging requires you to look at a particular thing and consciously decide to change it. You can always change it back to its original state. This is one of those cost-effective measures that can benefit you and not cost you anything. It might even open you up to new possibilities. Surely you will discover a different way to do the same thing. You are exercising creativity. So, again, that's from RevSandy.wordpress.com, and those messages are posted every day. So next what we do, and I'm a little emotional because I actually just spoke with the daughter of a dear friend of mine who transitioned in her sleep yesterday. So we actually have two new ancestors to add to our list, Harriet Davis from out of Tuskegee, Alabama, and Eva Peoples, who was one of the parents with my modeling company back in Los Angeles. So we love you both, and we welcome you to that new realm. Because here on Life, Love, and Wellness, we always honor our ancestors. We pay homage. We invoke and invite their energies to be with us. And so it's always very meaningful when we add new ancestors to the roster. So Harriet and Eva, we know that you're looking out for us on the other side. So we honor you. We bless you. We love you. We respect you. And we just pay homage to you. So with that, ancestors, we thank you for being with us. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is Personal Wellness Transformation. And our magnificent guest tonight is Taylor Teary. And she is such a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And we're going to bring her on shortly. But just so that you know what we're doing tonight, educated in ways to heal the body naturally by using proven modalities that include mindset, food, herb, and vitamin supplementation, breathing, and meditation. She uses these strategies to help people perform their best work inside and outside of corporate America. So you'll see that she is well-balanced and she's not single-focused so that she can bring a lot of different perspectives to the field for us. So we're going to be bringing on Taylor shortly. So, you know, audience, you can always join us in conversation live on air if you would like. And the number here to the station is 516-531-9819, and you would simply press the number 1 on your dial to let us know that you want to speak live on air with us. And so once again, all comments are welcome. There's never any judgment here on Life, Love, and Wellness, and we welcome you to be a part, to ask questions, to add a comment, or to just voice a concern that you may have regarding the topic. And so again, Taylor brings just a wealth of knowledge to the arena, and she's going to tell you about her story, what health issues that she overcame, how she did it, why she did it, and just kind of go into some basics with us. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to bring Taylor on and let her get us started here, so that you guys get to see and get to know her, get to meet her, and learn everything that she wants to share with you tonight. All righty, we'll be right back. Quick break.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever. Happy.
All right, you guys, that was Mary Mary. They sing the song, Go Get It. Go get your blessings. And our guest, Taylor, she's going to show you how to go and get your blessings. That's what she's talking about. So even though another group may be singing it, she's the one that's going to show you how to do it. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And we're so thankful that you're joining in with us tonight. Again, you can always join us live on air by calling in on 516-531-9819 and pressing the 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air. And so it is with great pleasure I'm going to bring Taylor on. I'm going to bypass some of the things that we normally do only because she has so much to tell you, so much to share with you tonight. So let me read her bio and introduce you to our featured speaker for tonight, Taylor Teary. She's a wellness professional incorporating wellness philosophy into all aspects of life and business. Because a healthy mindset creates a healthy bottom line, personally and professionally. So again, remember I told you she's balancing this thing out. She's not one-sided with it. Taylor has creatively blended mindset and wellness of the body with having a healthy P&L or bottom line via marketing and business building. As a seasoned executive in corporate America, working in and on Fortune 100 businesses, she saw the need for integrating change effortlessly and with ease and grace. She has taken this philosophy to heart by helping executives, entrepreneurs, and others work to leverage their mindsets in order to achieve their goals in business and in life. So whether you need coaching on how to enhance your performance, build your health, or increase your energy, or if you need coaching on how to enhance your marketing and business building so it is profitable, innovative, sustainable, and able to adapt to changes, then Taylor is your girl. So without further ado, I'm gonna bring Ms. Taylor on. And again, we're talking about personal wellness transformation. And so that was a brief bio regarding Taylor. But, you know, those are always just words on a piece of paper. Taylor, you want to give us a little bit more information about who you are, what you do, and what you bring to the world?
Okay. Thank you so much, Sandy. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful and exhaustive introduction. So I'm like, wow, that sounds really great. Thank you. Well, let me tell you, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Really, Sandy, lives are at stake, and you know that. I just came from a conference this weekend, which was really amazing. Kim Coles was there. Araya McGarry put on the conference, Live Your Life, Living your Legacy, basically. And it's all about what you're going to leave behind. And it's so apropos for me because, you know, a lot of times people are like, don't give it all. When I have seminars, you're giving too much, you're telling too much. You know, it's a lot. You know, I do kind of give a lot. It's because there's so much to give. There's so much that I have to give, but there's so much out there that I feel like people need to hear. And if there's an opportunity where they may get, you know, a nugget that is beneficial for them, that they can take it on and actually use it to their best, for their best good, whether it's for them, whether it's for their family or whomever, or in their business, then I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that. So I just want to, again, thank you for the opportunity to be here and to share with people. And you know, one of the things that you said is a healthy mindset creates a healthy bottom line, which is my philosophy. And that's whether you're working on a P&L from a business standpoint, your profit and loss statement, or whether that's working below the belly, right? Because our bottom line is our bottom and below the belly and all that
exactly
kind of stuff.
Right.
So, That's kind of my own little play on words. So might be a little corny, but that's how I feel. And so it's all because people were asking me, well, you know, you've been in corporate for such a long time because I work for, you know, Fortune 100 companies in corporate America in the capacity of marketing and brand management. And then they said, well, why? And then I went back and got out and did all this work around wellness, around the vitamins and supplements, the food, the, you know, holistic practices, and then the mindset work, you know. So I literally have spent over 10,000 hours in time in that, you know, in that area as well. And there were a lot of times where I really wanted to do something on the weekends, but I was in class. So I've been in class for a long, long, long time. Like, you know, like the last 10 years I've been in class for a lot. And,
right.
And, right. And the reason why is because I wanted to be a champion for myself and for others. And I needed to work on who I was being for myself. And who I was being for others outside of, you know, trying to fix myself or trying to fix others. It was really about being a champion. I needed to cure myself from some health issues. I had been diagnosed with breast cancer. I had been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia, ulcer, I used to get allergy shots twice a week. I mean, you know, there were so many things that were going on. I had to take that blue pill, that Prevacid. I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot. And I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. I don't profess to be one. Always check with your doctor. I just want to give this disclaimer. Always check with your doctor before you actually implement anything that I say or anyone else says into your regimen, because we don't know how things are going to respond or react to you. I'm just providing things based on my knowledge and my abilities in an effort, in a hope that someone will get something out of it and be able to use it for themselves. But the other part of my why is I, you know, in addition to having to cure myself from several things, and I mean, literally, I take it to heart. The last time, I mean, I don't really go to regular doctors too much, but the last time I had to go to my holistic doctor, I literally had pneumonia. I had walking pneumonia. I had rhinitis, sinusitis, upper respiratory infection. I was coughing up blood. It was terrible. I was trying to treat myself, right, because I felt like I could treat myself with everything. I've treated myself with a lot of things, and
right.
Through a lot of things. So, but when I got there, Sandy, he said, you know what, you've given it the old college try, and we need to do something pretty drastic right now, or you're going to end up in a hospital. So... So I had to defer to him and his wisdom then, and I did that, and I got better. But another reason is my family. I saw a lot of sickness in my family. A lot of people, some of my favorite people, died really young, and I saw other cousins and, you know, close relatives being ill when I knew that they didn't really have to be in some instances, or there are some things that were related to some things they were doing or not doing that could help turn them around, and things that we hadn't been educated on. And, you know, a lot of times we do what our family does and things get passed down, and there's really an opportunity sometimes to do a bit of research and step outside of what we know, because we don't know what we don't know, right?
You're right.
And yes. Okay. And then another reason why is because I went with a friend grocery shopping, and her son had been hospitalized, and he was around 11 or 12, and he had, you know, an aneurysm or something. I mean, it was really terrible. They didn't know, the doctors didn't know what caused it. All they said, you know, they did, you know, they were not that, I guess, encouraging with her, but he did pull through, luckily, and he was fine, and he's a beautiful young man. But it was so disheartening when I went grocery shopping with her, because the things that she was putting in her cart, I was like, I was thinking in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, these things are not really the healthiest. And I was holding it in, but then eventually the tears just started overflowing, and I was like, oh my gosh, How can I communicate to her in a way that doesn't sound judgmental about the things that she's putting in the cart? And so then I just eventually had to ask for permission through my tears to make suggestions about some additional choices that she could make for herself and for her family, because they're thin, they're beautiful, everything looks great other than the fact that her son had been hospitalized. But that was a real concern for me. So that's another why. So that kind of is who I'm being and what's behind everything and my why.
Well, there's a school of thought that says that skinny people are just skinny. It doesn't mean that they're any healthier than anybody else. So I appreciate you for sharing that tidbit with us. But I liked how you said that you would prefer to be a champion. You're not trying to fix anyone. And I think that is what becomes a turnoff for people that are considering a different lifestyle or perhaps they're just trying to open up their knowledge about what's available. When we do go about it in the wrong way, i.e. as in trying to fix someone versus just sharing the knowledge that we have, I think we do more disservice to people than we do by trying to help. And then you said one other bit that I wanted to bring up a little closer home for me, and you were talking about family members being sick, and they could choose to do research, and usually our family members do not, and so that's why you do what you do. I have a very dear cousin. She's more like a sister to me than a cousin. And she's been having some health issues for a number of years. She owned her own nail shop in Louisiana, and the fumes from the chemicals affected her. And one day on her way home from work, she passed out. They found out she had two aneurysms, and she's been having issues ever since that time. And so last week, she had gone to the second hospital, and they released her to hospice care. And she took it so bravely. She said, look, that's what the doctors are saying, but I'm going home. I'm getting on my computer, and I'm doing my own research to find out what foods I can eat and what I could do to change my life around. And so sometimes we don't know that we really made an impact until we hear that kind of response coming out of somebody, So, and again, it just kind of depends on how you approach it in the beginning stages so that a person stays open to it. So I just wanted to share that a little bit because she could have been very deflated by that whole process, we can't do anything for you, surgery, you're too weak to do surgery, and so go home and die, kind of thing. But she didn't take it that way. So thank you for doing the work that you do. Yeah. Thank you for doing the work that you do and the style that you're doing it. You are truly a positive force out there. And you say, you've logged probably double the hours, but you said 10,000 hours. That is a lot of time.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're obviously committed,
ma'am,
to what you're doing. Yes.
I am. I'm committed. And the reason I'm committed really is because I suffered a lot in this lifetime. And my goal was, after going through some of those things, that I decided I never wanted another woman to suffer, a woman or a girl to suffer. And I say women or girls because if you heal a woman, you heal a girl, you heal the world, right? So it's not that I'm not including men in this. I definitely include men in this. I mean, our men, especially African-American men, at dying at rates unprecedented from prostate cancer. It's huge, and that is really impacting them at a disproportionate level. However, I just feel like women make the buying decisions in the home if there's a woman there, or also we have an impact on the men in our lives, whatever the situation is, and there's an opportunity for us to really eliminate that. But you know, men can use this information. I mean, it's relevant for everyone. I just have a special love and focus on women for some, you know, for some personal reasons. And they're really, I don't mind sharing them because, you know, the reason why I'm sharing is because I came from a family that didn't share. Like, everything was a secret. You know, I grew up in the house. My father was a minister. Okay. Everything was secretive. I mean, like, ad nauseum. Like, you couldn't share anything, and you didn't know what was on limits or off limits. And many a time I got pinched because I was sharing something that wasn't supposed to be shared. So now I'm just like, sometimes I have diarrhea of the mouth I share so much, and people may blush at it, but it's okay. It's okay. If someone takes something positive from what I've said, then I feel like I've done a service. I've been that champion that I'm setting out to be.
You know, I came up in that same era, and I know you're younger than me, so it's still active in our families, in our communities, you know, that keep your business to yourself kind of deal. But we must share and, you know, be able to have conversations with people about what's happening, because like you say, you know, you grow up and you lose sight of your communication skill because you've never been able to use it, to practice it or perfect it, because you've been told to, you know, keep everything to yourself, don't put your business in the street, was the saying that that I was raised with. So it's interesting that you have now taken it to the other extreme, and that is, you know, to log in so many hours. And you've read over 300 books on health,
yes,
and
ma'am,
wellness. I, you know, all of that is just so fascinating to me.
Well, let's see. Don't give me too much credit. I love education. I love knowledge and to share. Because there are probably some women out there who do some overcompensation for something else. You know, I, because I felt like I had made some wrong choices in life, and some of them had health implications, like, you know, stressing myself out on a job where I was, you know, working 16 to 18 hours a day. And then manifesting the breast cancer or breast cancer diagnosis, and then, you know, having to deal with those types of things, I just said, you know, no more. Why should women have to go through these things if we don't want to? And then I also felt like it was incumbent upon me to, you know, to do research that was going to help other people. And I was helping myself in the process, don't get me wrong. So it wasn't just, you know, oh, I'm so great because I just want to help other people. I wanted to help myself too, from the standpoint of being able to know what was at the root cause of what was creating disease in my body or some kind of upset or suffering in my mind. And then it got so good to me that I couldn't keep it to myself. I had to share it with others because I really do trust, I really do believe that lives are at stake. So that became really a mission for me.
More.
Yeah. Yes, and because I had managed, go ahead.
I was just going to say, interject here, that there's an African proverb that goes something to the effect, if you heal a man, you heal one person. If you heal a woman, you heal the whole world. So I just wanted to share, that's not the exact wording, but it's an African proverb. Check that on.
Interesting. Okay, well, that's perfect. So I was going down the right path. Okay, good. So one of the things,
and you were about to say
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Sandy.
Okay, you were about to say, and before I brought in that the proverb, the African proverb, you were getting ready to say something.
Yes, ma'am. I was really about to say that in addition to, you know, in addition to the food and everything that we're talking about here today, and then, and I have some points, like seven points that people can use that they may want to take notes on and walk away with if they're so inclined to do so. So in addition to those points, I also the business part is very important because economic empowerment is extremely important for women and for everyone, but especially for women, right? We need to be able to take care of ourselves. We need to be able to have a platform on which to stand. And because I've, you know, built businesses and had a foundation in business building from by using, you know, we were trained by folks from Procter & Gamble a long time ago to build brands. And so I have that foundation on how to build it from soup to nuts, from the beginning to the end. That actually plays a part as well in the wellness. And so that's the P&L part of it. And so that's how they kind of come together, with special emphasis on marketing, actually, you know, the master's in marketing too. So helping people with that aspect of their business, their life, so that they can get to the next level, no matter, you know, who they are, whether they're a man, whether they're a woman. You know, I just wanted to be able to reiterate that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so along your journey, you have studied with some of the nation's top facilities as well, being a part of your learning process. And so how long have you been in the field where you're actually teaching, or do you teach? Are you teaching what you learned, or are you just, you know, sharing, having conversations, or...
Okay, now I'm teaching. I was... Actually, I've been coaching for about 8 or 9 years, right? And so, and then I took it on, and then I got really, really serious about it a few years ago, and I went back and got my NLP certification and my holistic health certification and my firewalking certification, and I had already had my vitamins and supplements and things of that nature. And I just wanted to be able to be a resource for people when they wanted to, you know, to go to the next level, when they were ready. Everybody's at a different stage, right? So can't judge anybody's journey, because I remember a long time ago, my brother said, I'm going to go to this, to the Living Foods Institute, and I'm going to learn how to eat raw foods and blah, blah, blah. And then something happened, and he decided not to do it, but I was in the next class because I said, you know what, the time is right for me. And it wasn't just because, it partly was because I had some health issues, but it was also right for me from a timing standpoint, because they say that when you're ready, you know, the teacher will show up, or the opportunity will show up for you to learn things. And so that kind of, you know, got me going. And then I did some other things. I took some other coaching programs, and I really started coaching people through Landmark Education, and that really helps you kind of delve in more deeply to some things that you may not be aware of. And and then I saw that I needed a spiritual work too. So I just kind of crisscrossed the globe and did a lot of work at a lot of different places, different modalities. And I studied with all different cultures of people, which was really interesting. You know, like, you know, I received the Tao. You know, I studied with Ilchi Li. I did a lot of things with a lot of different cultures. So it helped me see what other people are doing out there in the world. And then I've always been, empathic. So just having that empathy for people and what other people are going through in other places, and then looking at how my life of consumption was kind of built, kind of had me step outside myself and see, you know what, it's not all about you. You got to do something different. So now I've taken it on full force, and now, you know, it's full steam ahead with the education. And even during this segment, I'd like to share about 7 steps to helping people heal and eat their best foods. And, you know, it's all about part of it is food combining, because part of the issue is that we have so much mucus in our bodies because our Western diet produces mucus, which, you know, produces the inflammation, which produces a lot of disease. And that can, if you start eating more mucus-free or mucusless foods, or you start food combining, or you start, tapping on your body in certain places, you start breathing a different way and doing some other types of elimination, and you start doing some enemas. Now, it's not for everyone, right? I mean, I'm not saying that everyone should do this. Let me say that this is what I did for myself, and I saw a huge difference. And a huge difference. So I encourage anyone to research anything, because, you know, you want to research it, because it may not be right for you. It may not be right for your family. It may be. We don't know. So you have to do your own research and find out for yourself. But upon doing all this work, I found out for myself what was really going to work for me. Because you can't, you know, everyone has a different philosophy. And if you just believe everything, you'll just be going from here to there, here to there, here to there. So I want to share some general things that I've found to be really helpful that could help others that they may not know about.
Okay, that sounds really great. Would you back up just a second, though, and give us a little information around NLP? And I'm really, really curious about firewater, but, you know, if you want to get to that later in the show, you can. But
okay.
If you would
okay.
Just explain to the audience, you know, what those two things are.
Okay, sure, no problem. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming, and it involves a range of techniques that help you essentially rewire your brain. It helps you replace negative attitudes that hold you back with positive thought patterns, and those things help you become more effective, more confident, more successful in any aspect of life that you so choose. So you may be familiar with Tony Robbins, who is a very famous person who practices NLP, but this practice was started over 30 years ago, and it's very well known. It really helps people at the root cause level. One of the things that I saw when I was working with different organizations is that there was an opportunity there to not only understand the past and how it affected me, but there was also an opportunity to reframe the past so that I can see it a bit differently, or I could see it for what it really was. Because what happens is there's a story, something happens, then we create a story about it, then we live into that story. And so over and over and over again, something happens, you know, we create a story about it, we live into that story over and over and over again. NLP helps you see that story for really what it is, helps you reframe that story so you come out victorious, and it helps you anchor in positive thoughts or great ways of being to help you accelerate your process. It helps you eliminate things that no longer serve you. I suffered with depression for over 20 years. I remember being depressed as a child.
Wow.
You know, yes. And so NLP actually has been the best modality that I've seen for actually rewiring your brain, programming it. That's, you know, it's NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. So you're programming your brain a bit differently. Everyone knows how to lose weight, but few people actually take it on so that they can do what they need to do, right? I mean, you know, there are other reasons why a lot of times people keep that weight on. Well, this is an opportunity for people to find out the root cause of why they have that weight on, and then actually take the action that would change the result.
It's really interesting how the message that I chose for today, rearranging, fits so perfectly in with your NLP. You know, and how this thing called life, it's all about already being programmed. Like you said, you know, when you're ready, the teacher will appear, or the situation for you to learn additional information will appear on your path. So I'm just looking at all of how this is just really flowing together.
So did you want to go over the seven steps now? We could take a break, and then we can come back and let you do the seven steps. What would you prefer to do?
I can go through it now. It's fine. I'm good.
Okay, let's go. Okay.
All right, so I've got to share this because this really, really, really helped me. You know, my grandmother, she used to, a lot of times, she would have indigestion, and she would burp a lot. And I was like, and she was so little. She was such a petite little lady. And I was thinking, I wonder why she burps so much, you know. And I, you know, I was, you know, I was young, and I didn't really understand. But then I got this, I got to myself see when I started having some issues with digestion, and it wasn't just if I consumed something carbonated, I would have issues with it. And then I saw, you know what? Let me check out this food combining thing. And then I started doing it, and sure enough, my issues went away. And food combining simply has several principles, and the principles are, first of all, foods are natural chemicals. Okay, so there with all the ingredients that they put in food, there's a chance that your digestion will explode. Basically, that's my way of putting it, because it's like you're putting all this stuff in your body. What'd you say?
No, I'm agreeing with you. I had not looked at it in that sense, but I like how you said that. Because we know that they're genetically modified, genetically engineered, and so that was just so vivid for me that the insides are exploding. So thank you for sharing.
Yes, yes, yes. And the more ingredients there are in those man-made supermarket products, the greater the chances of a digestive explosion. You know, like if we really look at it, normally when I go in the store, I shop on the outskirts of the store, right? But a lot of people go straight to the middle, right? And in the middle, that's where those things are in the boxes and the bags and all that kind of stuff. If you stay on the outskirts of the store where the more natural things are, it's a little bit better for you. You may want to consider that. But that's just one of the things. Foods are natural chemicals. The other thing is that foods digest at different rates. And so just like automobiles have different levels of acceleration and, you know, like if you put a slow vehicle in front of a faster vehicle in one lane, the faster vehicle must proceed slowly in order to prevent an accident. When you have food in the digestive system, the faster food crashes into the slower food and causes an accident in the form of that digestion. So again, a crash. So that crash creates bloating, it creates poor assimilation, it creates breakouts, it creates the burping, you know, it creates the upset stomach. And so these accidents happen especially when you're eating when you're eating several different foods during a given meal or period. So that's another point. Then the ideal diet that someone can consider is a mono diet. So it's not to say that one should do this or one should not do this. It's just something to consider that if you consume, you know, one type of food at a meal, you're going to be able to digest it so much more quickly than you would when you're consuming what they say you should consume, which is the meat, the starch, the vegetable, the bread, the dessert, this, that. So that's just the beginning. So that's really the setup. So going into the points, point one is always eat your fruit first. So that means that if you have fruit and you're eating fruit, you want to eat that before you eat anything else. You know, you see people at a picnic, at a party, at an event, and then you see them with their salad too, and then you see them with their food, and I'm always wincing because I'm like, oh my God, you're eating all that together, and it's all creating all this digestion explosion in there, because your fruit is digesting so much more quickly than everything else. So you really want to go ahead and you know, like the average digestion time of food is like 2 hours. For melons, it's 15 to 30 minutes. So if you're eating melons, you definitely want to eat melons by themselves. So that's a part of the food combining. And then, you know, after you after you've eaten your fruit or you've eaten your salad, then you want to eat your vegetables. You want to take about 15 to 20 minutes to eat them. You want to eat everything. You eat your meal within an hour or so. That's one meal. But you just want to space it out a little bit so that you're able to not create that explosion within. So that's the first point. Always eat your fruit first. So that's a part of the food combining. Also, additionally, with the food combining, you know, with proteins, the average time of digestion is 4 hours. For starches, that the average digestion time is 3 hours. For vegetables, it's about 2.5 hours. And food combining, what food combining, you know, so I think I've kind of gone into it a little bit already. It's just like eating certain things with other things. Avoid eating your carbohydrates with your acid foods. Avoid eating proteins with concentrated carbohydrates, and don't consume, you know, concentrated proteins at the same meal. So that's a little bit about food combining. Then the second point is you want to refrain from consuming liquids with your meals if you can. And that includes soups because, Sandy, they all interfere with the digestion. It interferes with the enzymes. You want to drink about 30 minutes. After a meal, you want to consume some liquid, maybe 15 to 30 minutes before. So you just want to be really careful and prevent, you know, just prevent diluting your natural enzymes in your body by drinking with meals. Then man's
and you said
fruit,
that's
as
soup as well, Taylor?
Yes, that's soup as well. That's soup as well because soup is normally, you know, just soup is mostly liquid. So, yes, that interferes
right.
as well. Right. And then another
okay,
thing
I've never
is,
heard that part.
Uh-huh, yes. And then back to the other food combining. If you go out to a restaurant, you don't want to eat your dessert. You want to eat your dessert at least 3 hours after your meal. So,
wow. So
you just really, yeah. So that sheds new light on eating your dessert at a restaurant, right, or at the restaurant where you're eating dinner because normally a person's not going to stay at a restaurant for an additional 3 hours and eat that dessert. But you want your food to be able to digest before you put that sweet stuff in there. So then point three is, you know, really focusing on fruit and herbs. In Genesis 2, it says for healing purposes, you really want to consume a lot of uncooked, starchless, green leafy vegetables like parsley, like celery, like lettuce combined with fruits. And you may know or you may not know that spinach, dandelion, and dill are really good internal scourers. So they help cleanse that intestine because you want to make sure that when you're eating the fruit and your herbs that you're really doing some things to cleanse your intestines. So those are some foods that will do that, the spinach, the dandelion, and dill, even though dandelion might be a little bit bitter, but it's just really, really good for that. It's also great to combat potential cancers. Then number four, you want to, when you are eating and you're just eating fruit like at Hippocrates, we only had fruit like one day a week, and tomatoes were served on that day. Then also, you want to really focus on the smaller tomatoes because the larger tomatoes are normally hybridized. So you want to eat the cherry tomatoes. So, and then when you eat your fruit meals, they should consist of not more than two kinds of fruit in season. Then point five, you want to never eat your nuts with juicy fruits. So when nuts are eaten with fruits like oranges, apples, pears, et cetera, the water makes the nuts indigestible. So you want to refrain from that. So because fruit sugar helps to digest nuts. And then six, nature is really simple. The fewer food mixtures, the better. So you want to have like three versions at the most if you can. You know, people sit down, I know at holiday time, the holidays are coming up, kind of hard to do this because everybody's fixing your favorite stuff and there's so many things that you want to choose from. But just consider how you feel if you limit some of the things that you put on your plate. I mean, you feel so much better because when you're putting four and five things on your plate, that's really too much, and that's creating a lot of upset, which leads to the mucus, which leads to the inflammation, which leads to the disease. So, and then point seven, you want to, just like I mentioned already, you want to refrain from overeating because when you overeat, it just creates unnecessary stress on your body. The other thing that you can do, if you should overeat or if you want to help your food digest better, is you stand with your feet kind of shoulder width apart, and then you just take your fist that is slightly balled up, and then you just kind of pat around your intestines, pat around your stomach, pat up and down your, you know, the front of your stomach, underneath your, you know, your chest bone, and then go down all around, round and round and round your belly, down a little bit below, so that your food starts to really, really, really digest. I mean, if you do this, you will see a huge difference in elimination, I promise you. It's huge. I mean, it really is massive. So those are some things, those are the points, and that's something that you can do. Also, because we're talking about food combining and the whole purpose of it is to reduce mucus, may I offer a couple of things that people can do to eliminate mucus? Candy, do we have a second?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. So some things you can do to eliminate the mucus is to consume raw garlic, cayenne pepper, ginger, and lemon juice. I mean, it's excellent for that. But another thing that you could do, if you have some raisins or you happen to have figs or nuts, you can put that in with some raw green onion and chew it at the same time. That will also help eliminate mucus. Another thing that will help eliminate mucus is grated horseradish. Put in a little bit of raw honey with it, and you want it to stand just a little bit so it takes off the sharp taste a little bit. The honey makes it a bit more tasty, if you want to call it that, since it is grated horseradish and it's very strong. But those things will help you tremendously in terms of eliminating the mucus. You know how a lot of people wake up and they're coughing it up and they're spitting it out, or, you know, they start getting a little sick and their body starts cleansing. Well, this is really an opportunity for them to use something like this.
And that was why I had a little delay when you were calling my name. My body is very sensitive to the high air conditioning. And so when I'm in very cold buildings, I seem to experience some sinus drainage. So that's what I have going on right now. So I really have put the phone on mute so that I could let some of that go. So
okay.
I usually drink grated fresh ginger and make a tea out of it. And I was just on the go all day today, and I did not have an opportunity to have some ginger tea, but I will before I go to bed at night. And so that's what I usually do, ginger tea with sweetened with just a tad bit of honey, and that seems to really keep everything in check. But I like your recipes as well, so that would at least give me a variety of things that I could do. Because, you know, with these storms and hurricanes and with toxins already being in the air and these weather conditions stirring things up, you know, we may be experiencing more allergy-like symptoms now than ever before. Because I usually don't have, you know, like the drippy sinuses and things like that, so...
I get that. I totally get that. Yes. And I do ginger tea as well. I just found that the combination of those things together, it just knocks it out. I mean, I'm just like coughing it up. And of course, I just, you know, I practice on myself, so I do a lot of these things. And I found that these things really, really, really work well. So.
Okay.
And if you want to have more tips, there I'm getting ready to overload. I'm just getting ready to Sandy just give it all to them, because my plan is not to leave the earth with my talents inside me. So I'm getting ready to share every single thing that I've learned ad nauseum with folks. So if it is, you know, it'll be like waterboarding, but hopefully in a good way. But I'm getting ready to give it all to them, because I want to be able to share and give. That's important to me. So if folks go to The Taylor Teary on Instagram or on Twitter, you'll find other tips for, you know, for personal transformation, personal wellness transformations, for personal business transformations, for the mindset work. And they can also connect with me on LinkedIn if they send me a message. I'm also on Facebook as Taylor Terry, and they might want to send me a message. So yes, I'm getting ready to really load folks up because, again, lives are at stake. So it's the Taylor Terry on Instagram, the Taylor Terry on Twitter, it's Taylor Terry on Facebook. So they can find me there, and we're getting ready to start having our seminars again and firewalking. And, yes, we want to talk about firewalking before the end of the show. So you, that's one of the things that you had mentioned. And why firewalking? Firewalking is because is a great opportunity to help people shift in the moment gracefully and easily, help them deal with change. As a preacher's daughter, we moved around a lot. Like, I really, like, every time I got situated, we were moving, so we were leaving. So I had to learn how to adapt to change very quickly. So this is a tool for people to adjust and adapt to change in the moment with grace, with ease, with calmness, with a sense of peace. Because if you walk a fire, you feel like you can accomplish anything. And there's more information about it on my website at www.illumeu.com. That's illumeu.com. www.illumeu.com, because we're getting ready to go into the fall season. So it's an appropriate time to really have those firewalks. It's a little bit cooler outside in Atlanta, and it's perfect. And I encourage people to try it. I pretty much guarantee you're going to get something from it. Like, I'm 100% satisfaction guarantee kind of girl, and I guarantee you'll get something from it, Sandy. I can't wait till you come. You're going to love it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, look, we still have a half an hour. We've got about 25 minutes, actually. So we're going to play a song. We're going to get us a drink of water. And then we will be right back to entertain any questions that anyone have. Remember, audience, you can call us at 516-531-9819. If you're already on the line, just hit number one. That'll let me know that you want to talk live with us on air. Taylor, you see, is wide open. She's sharing so much. She's giving you so much. I've got two sheets of paper on both sides with notes from what she's been sharing with us. So it's been incredible. But let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
For the night, understand it's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more, let me give you what I got, so. I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Less, yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all day long, you're so blessed. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so feeling fresh to death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. Mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed. Yes.
That was Ms. Jill Scott singing Blessed. And we have been blessed this evening with our exceptional guest speaker tonight, Taylor Teary. She's been talking to us about personal wellness, but well beyond, I believe, what we normally think of when someone is going to talk to us about transformation. Taylor comes to us with credentials just and everything imaginable, you know, like it's not just one layer, but it's multi layers, from the spiritual to the mental to the emotional, the physical, and all and the nutrition, all aspects of human life and living. So thank you for being with us tonight on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're opening up for comments from the audience. Our number here is 516-531-9819. Just push the number 1 on your dial to let us know you would like to speak live on air with us, have a question, you want to comment on anything that Taylor has shared with us so far. You may do that. We have about 20 minutes left in the show tonight, and so it has been such an incredible experience having Taylor on here, who is so passionate about the work that she does and the reason why she does it. And I was taking notes with all the 7 steps that she had on food combining. And, I mean, it's just a world of information that she's given us. And so I did find that African proverb that I wanted to share, and it reads as such: when you educate a man, you educate an individual. When you educate a woman, you educate a generation. So that is the African proverb that I was speaking of earlier. And so, you know, with your direction, Taylor, being on the female, that is because we bring life into existence. And so it would be our job to help future generations. So I understand why your energy goes towards the woman more so than the man. And again, it's not that you're not working with the men or not willing to, but that your focus is on women. So I completely understand that. And I, for one, appreciate you for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. My pleasure.
So is that all you were going to tell us about the walking?
Oh, no, I can tell you more about it. I'd be happy to. I didn't know if you wanted
would
me to.
Please?
I can go into more detail if you like. Sure.
Yeah,
what would you like
I'm
to know?
Really
would you
curious.
Like to know something specific? Okay. Well, you know, in different cultures, they have used firewalking for all kinds of reasons. A lot of it is spiritual, and they use it to help them get to another spiritual level. So in many different cultures, they use it. You could find all kinds of pictures of people doing it. And even there's a group of people in Africa who are very much really well known to do it. And they walk literally when the fire is shooting up flames. I walk on coals, and I have people walk on coals, so they don't have to worry about fire shooting up like that. It's, you know, there may be fire on the side, but it's not anything that they're going to get into at all. And there are techniques that I use to actually help keep people from burning. But also what happens is we have a seminar that precedes the firewalk. And during that seminar, we have people really get into their own power, not power from a fake place, like an ego-based place, right? Because we all have an ego. The ego keeps us safe. However, what we're doing in the fire walk is we're bringing up people's greatest passions, their love for themselves, their dominion over the power, over the fire, their dominion over anything that's not man, right? Like all men are created equal, but all men have dominion over everything else, right? Basically. I mean, of course, we're not controlling the sun, the moon, the stars, the weather, right? I mean, you know, however, we have dominion over this physical plane. And so the firewalk actually shows you how you have dominion over that physical plane. And by getting into yourself through the seminar that precedes the firewalk, because the seminar is 3 to 4 hours, depending upon what we're doing. And of course, there will be longer seminars in the future, but I've been having wellness seminars and things of that nature. And so we've added this in as another component, separately, and then eventually it'll be part of the longer seminar. And it just really helps people get to themselves. Just imagine how proud you are. You have a goal, and you're focusing on that goal, and you're walking across those hot coals, and you're not burned, and you get over there, and how happy you are. I mean, people get on there, and they get so excited and so caught up in the moment that before you know it, they're walking back and forth, walking back and forth, walking back and forth, because the excitement just kind of takes you over, and it is just like that excitement that is even beyond, you know, when you meet somebody or you're with somebody and you can't wait to be with them, and your heart rate rises, and you know your skin is flushed, and you're so excited. You feel it in your stomach. You feel it all through your whole body. Well, this is kind of the kind of excitement that you have when you're walking across those hot coals, because your adrenaline is pumping and you're just focusing on that goal that you want to accomplish. And you come out of there being resolute with wanting to do whatever it is that you say that you are doing in the world. So that's really the opportunity. A lot of people say, you know, well, why do you want to do so many things, you know, and how can you do so many things? There's actually a group for people who like to do a lot of things, right? And it moves me and it pulls me forward and it just drives me, and I just can do it. That's what I do. I like doing different things, and I'm good at different things, and other people are good at different things. I mean, look at people. I mean, look at yourself. Look at people who are mothers, and then they have a career in business, maybe corporate, and then they have their own business, maybe some multi-level marketing thing or something else, and then they do something outside where, you know, maybe they run marathons, or maybe they do yoga, or maybe whatever, they teach yoga, or whatever else they do, or they're really active in their church and they participate. But, you know, through all of that, there's probably something that you really want to focus on as a goal. You come to that seminar, and you focus on that seminar, on that goal in that seminar, and then you walk across that fire, and then you're supported with a community that is behind you and supportive and cheering you on, and you just get the power of humanity. And now I feel like I'm getting a little choked up, because you just never know where that inspiration is going to come from. And we need that inspiration right now, because people are suffering in this world. Depression is at an all-time high. Every time I look up, the opioid, you know, the opioids are out of control. Addiction is out of control. I mean, they're suffering. I mean, even people killing people, that's a suffering. That's a form of suffering. And so wherever I can help to eliminate suffering, that is my goal in the world. And God promised me some things. God promised me some things for helping people to eliminate suffering. Yeah. He really did. And this is my purpose in the world. So however I can do it, whatever resonates with the person, then that's what I'm here for. I'm here to serve and help them get to another level. And this firewalking is really an amazing way to do it. I can't wait till you do it, Sandy. You're just going to love it.
Oh,
wait. You might get addicted.
You might get addicted.
You might get addicted. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying. You might get addicted.
Well, you know, as we
created this promo for the show, and you know, like I said, as it was stated, a certified fire walker. I was like, I wonder what that really is. You know, I really did not take it in my head to me like a person that's walking on fire. You know, so when you started speaking and explaining it just a few minutes ago, I'm like, oh, she is actually talking about walking on fire. And so I had to kind of regroup and get myself together because I'm like, now, really? We're going to walk on fire? Are you serious?
We're walking on hot coals. We're walking on hot coals. We're walking on hot. So I want to make that clarification because I don't want people to think that it's actual, that it's walking on fire because that's what it is, right? The coals are heated up. However, they're not literally walking on fire. They're walking on hot coals. So it is a process. It's been in place for many, many years. People do it all over the world. People come out of it. I mean, there's some conferences where thousands of people do it at one time. The coals are hot, but there are techniques that I know of to help people not burn. And there are and because we go through that seminar where we're really focused on that mindset, and because I have a love for the people, I want people to accomplish their goals. So the goal is not to show off and prance through that thing and get burned and be like, okay, I'm so strong. The goal is let's have dominion over this fire. When we have dominion over this fire, we know that our minds are strong enough to create whatever we need to create and take action on accomplishing in the world. So let's make this goal happen. So you have some strong goals, come and walk this fire walk, and you will get those goals accomplished.
I mean, I feel your passion in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel the energy, and I can only imagine what that heightened consciousness from finishing the workshop, the session with you, and then going from that into this ritual. I mean, it has to be extremely powerful.
Very, very. You might give up coffee. I mean, for those people who are coffee drinkers, it may incentivize them to give up some coffee because, you know, I mean, my teachers think that coffee is only good for the enema bag. So, you know, so it might incent them to give up, you know, that's a goal, to give up caffeine. There's another goal, maybe to give up smoking, or maybe there's a goal to be in the relationship of their dreams, to create it, or to have better relationships, or to double their income, or to go out on their own and have their own business, or maybe it's to progress in their own in the corporation where they already are. Whatever it is, whatever each individual person's goal is, it will help them illuminate it. And I promise they will have some type of spiritual awakening during that time frame. And it's not that it's just like, okay, this is for this type of person who practices this type of spiritual, you know, thing, or this person who practices this or this or this or this. It's for everyone. It's everyone coming together in love and in harmony. Of course, there's no, you know, there's no alcohol there. There's, you know, no one is consuming any other substances. You're coming pure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not just coming from the bar, for example, and coming over to the seminar and do the firewall. That's not allowed. You can't do that. So, So you're abstaining from anything that would impair you, and you're coming in with an open mind because you want to have your best life, and this is one of those things that just can help you do that. And I was trained by Tony Robbins' teacher, actually, to be a firewalking instructor, so I'm really proud of it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So we have listeners that are commenting in the chat room and also sending texts. They're just as amazed at the activity of fire walking as I am. And so that may be why we don't have any callers calling in right now, because everybody's a little stunned as to the whole concept of walking on the poles or on the fire. So, no, it's good because we know that people are listening and people are feeling you.
you know, the energy that you put behind it and how you were able to explain it to us was very vivid to me. I mean, I saw myself walking across the coals, but even more than that, I saw myself sitting in your workshop. So it is your workshop, correct? Is this something that
yes,
you designed?
Yes.
Yes,
and I've been doing workshops for a long time, and I taught at the university level, and I've been doing workshops for a long time. As a matter of fact, when I was preparing for this opportunity this evening, because it's always an opportunity to talk to God's people, so and I take it very seriously because, you know, when I'm not just responsible for the communication I have with you, Sandy, but I'm responsible for the communication you have with the next three people after you leave me, after I have that communication with you. So it's incumbent upon me to choose my words more carefully. As a Sagittarius, who is normally very tactless, okay, so I say things without thinking a lot of times, right? I'm not saying that as an excuse. I'm just saying historically I would just say things and just run off at the mouth, you know, with that diarrhea of the mouth. And I've had to become much more judicious in how I communicate with people, taking responsibility for the listening that I have. Because it is so important, and what I'm saying is so important, and I want people to get that I'm not fixing or changing anybody. Everybody's perfect just the way they are. I mean, just absolutely
there
perfect.
There you go.
Right?
And right,
if
right.
you
well,
want.
We still have a caller.
Okay.
Okay, 940-535, you want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and your contribution to the conversation, please?
Yes, I'm Eve, and I'm from Texas, and I want to say wow, you all and your wonderful guests also, you know, you're not running off at the mouth. I've heard of it. I've seen it on TV briefly, but you know what? I believe it's possible, and you're definitely not running off at the mouth. And the reason I say that, it's because I'm using myself. I don't do anger at all. I stopped that all some years ago. And so with putting a fire to it, wow, I think that we can be all we are born to be. And putting a fire, that's another level. And I think of what you're saying, oh, man, that's pretty uplifting. And I got so much more to say, and I'm going to have to get information because it's thundering. It just broke out. It's real rough right now. But what I got to say, that reminds me, but it's higher, but it reminds me of the fire. That's where the fire comes from. And I love that you're bringing it. I'm just really enjoying it because I believe in the power within us that's given to us that we were born with and we should use it. And the way you bring it out, you just making me just say, hey, you heat me up with some goodness. I can't hardly hear because it's lightning here. But I want the information, and this is what I got to say to you. A lot of love, wow, strength, fire, greatness. I'm thinking about Samson. I'm thinking about all the greats that we were taught about. I know a lot of things that we've been taught about. Is not so, but when I think about the strength of King David, wow, and the strength of Queen Esther, when I think about the strength of Daniel in the lion's den, then you're going to add the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then you're going to add the fire, a lot of love. I got to go, but it won't be long. Love you all, and it won't be long, all right?
Love you, Eve. And you be safe out there.
Yes, definitely be safe.
I so love what you said. First of all, who made the rain, the thunder, and then the fire? Love you and soon, okay, you all?
Thank you. Right. And so it's so funny that she mentioned Queen Esther. That was my grandmother. She lived to be 103, almost 104. And,
wow.
Yeah, that was my girl. Yes, ma'am. So really beautiful. So this is really great. Thank you, Eve, for calling in, and you be safe out there in Texas.
Yeah, because we don't know what this weather is doing, so I'm glad she was able to make her comments to you. And that's what I was saying, you know, you are touching lives as you are being judicious with your words. Was that what you said?
Yes, very much so. Don't get me wrong. I'm not there all the time. I just have to say that because I'm not there all the time. Sometimes I say something and I'm like, did I just say that? And then I have to call back and apologize. But I'm doing better because before, you know, that ego was like, oh, I don't need to apologize for that. This is just true and this is how I feel and they should understand. But now it's like, you know what? No, that's not acceptable behavior. And you know, you have a passion and a purpose in this life to help people. And you must be really, you got to live it. So you got to be judicious. So that's what I'm practicing. And I clean it up.
You're doing a wonderful job. You have been such an incredible guest with us tonight. And, you know, you've sparked the interest in so many different areas. Do you have a team of people that you work with, you know, that helps you in your development, your carrying out your mission, or, you know, is there a team that is providing you some support?
Yes, I do have a team, and I do take volunteers as well. So we definitely need folks to assist, and you understand that assisting model. But, yes, I do have a team, and we are definitely in need of other folks who want to come on and assist, and they get some great healing modalities and some extra help and just the privilege of being able to be instrumental in the lives of others. And, you know, when we heal, when we're healing ourselves, we're healing others. And when we're healing others, we're healing ourselves. So it's just an opportunity to come on and join a good group of people. And we're working towards something that's really, really, really beneficial.
Right.
Transformative.
Right. So,
it's really transformative.
On your website, you have your upcoming events. How, and you want to give us contact information again, perhaps a little slower so that people can write it down. So I'm giving you guys an opportunity to get an ink pen and a piece of paper. So Taylor's going to give us her contact information again and let you know how you can get in contact with her if you would like to volunteer. Support this sister and the work that she's doing. You felt her emotions and her passion behind the work that she's doing. And like Eve was able to say to us, she was touched by the words that Taylor has for us. So let's support each other. Let's put that work into practice. Let's educate each other. Let's educate our families and the women, the men, our children, and the work that Taylor is doing is just super, super. I mean, you got all the aspects covered, Taylor. I mean, like from Dow to Landmark to Firewalker to NLP. I mean, you know, just holistically trained, just incredible. So I did want to say thank you for on behalf of Life, Love, and Wellness. And for all of the people that are listening tonight. And so if you want to go ahead and take a few minutes and kind of summarize what you have, the courses that you provide, contact information, I would appreciate that.
Sure. So we have some firewalks coming up. And what you want to do is if you would like a detailed schedule, you can email me. Feel free to do that. At Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, like Elizabeth Taylor, at I-L-L-U-M-E-U.com. That's illumeu.com, I-L-L-U-M-E-U.com. You can email me there, or you can go to the website at www.illumeu.com. Or you can check me out at The Taylor Teary on Instagram, or The Taylor Teary on Twitter, or on LinkedIn as Taylor Teary. So in one of those ways, you should be able to contact me and reach me. And I'm definitely open for, definitely open for opportunities. And if you should like to have a free consultation around business or around NLP, personal coaching, feel free to reach out to me on one of those ways. On the website, there's a way that contacts us directly, and we can get back with you and offer you that free consultation. We're here to serve, and if you do that consultation, we'll kind of talk to you about what the offerings are, and we'll have some other details about some other seminars that will be hosted in the next couple of weeks. Oh, and also,
alrighty.
There's a book that's coming out as well, so we'll be able to send you a free download of one of the chapters. So if you go to the website and sign up, then you'll be able to get that as well. So you want to go to the website and sign up, please do.
That is so cool, a book. All right, then. That's great.
Yes,
that's great. Yeah, and so this is actually the first installment of Taylor's appearances here on Life, Love, and Wellness. So she'll be with us again next month on October the 10th, and she's going to be talking more about business, about the professional side. So you want to make sure that you mark your calendar for October the 10th, same time, right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, and get your questions in order so that she perhaps talk to those individually and be able to answer what questions you may have. And Taylor, again, I thank you from every aspect of who you are, what you've learned, your willingness to share, the passion that you have for dealing with individuals, with people in their quest for a healthier, better, higher quality of life. Just appreciate you so much, because I know it takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy to do that. So thank you for being with us tonight. We certainly love you and appreciate you. And we will see you next month on October the 10th. And for everybody else, thank you for joining with us and being on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We will return next Tuesday, same time, with a new subject, with new guests, and be well, take care of yourself, and live the best possible life that you can. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.